Praise the Lord, everybody. Welcome to With Christian Speak Talk Radio. This is Friday Night Joe. I'm your host tonight, Reverend Ray. Amen. We got broadcasting here. We're going to talk about followers of the way. Amen. I'm talking to Reverend Pat earlier, and we was just talking about, in general, about all kinds of things, and there seemed to the research in the Bible seemed to be a difference between followers of the way. At least I look at it different, and it's someone that classified himself as a Christian. In the beginning, the early Christians, before they were called Christians, were called those that follow the way. They were called followers of the way. Amen. But before we do all that, let's go ahead and open up in prayer. Father God, we thank you for today, for truly this is the day that you have made. God, we thank you for all that you're doing in our life. We thank you for every miracle that has taken place in our lives today, God. So, Father, we pray to you, God, and we give this broadcast to you to pray that you will come in and have your way, God. You set the atmosphere, God. You lead us in the direction that we should go, God. You anoint our hands, our minds, our hearts, God, everything about us, God, that we may only speak the words that you have given us to speak. We know who you are, Jesus, and we believe in you, we trust in you, we will hold on to you forever, God. We pray for those, Lord Jesus, that I have prayers and concerns, God. We pray that you will bless them in their coming in and going out. We pray, God, that you will hear their prayer, begin to hear their prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Like I said, we're going to talk about the followers of the way. And I want to read this script before I even get started with anything else. It's coming out of John chapter 14. We're going to read through verses 1 through verses 9. And this is Jesus is talking. He is just finished washing, in chapter 13, he has finished washing the disciples' feet and breaking bread and all that kind of different kind of things. And also in that chapter, we found out that that's the part that Judas has betrayed him, and he's in the state to begin to share some things with the disciples, and he can see that the expression on their face is not good. So in John chapter 14 verses 1, it says, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me." So in other words, he's telling me, look, you know who God is, so believe in me too. Also, he said, in my father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would not have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. You know, he's letting them know, hey, look, I'm going to prepare a place for you. And he said, if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. Okay, that where I am, there you may be also. And he said, and whither I go, you know, and the way, you know. And Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou go. How can we know the way? And this is the scripture that we're going to focus on a lot on. He said, Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no man cometh unto the Father but by me. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no man cometh unto the Father but by me. Verse 7 says, if ye had known me, you should have known my Father also. From henceforth, you know him. Ye know him and have seen him. And Philip said unto the Lord, show us the Father, and it suffice us. Jesus said unto him, have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that has seen me has seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father? Jesus said again, verse 6, said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So this is the way that how this all got started, and why his followers, his disciples, the apostles were called followers of the way, because they followed Jesus, okay? They followed Jesus. They didn't follow any other religion. They didn't follow any, but they followed all the teachings of Jesus. You know, love your enemies, you know, love those that despise the use of the whole nine yards, you know, forgive, talk about forgiving, you know, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, all of that. They follow all those things. And then some, because you got to keep in mind that at this point, the Holy Spirit had not had not come. The day of Pentecost has not come. But when it comes, it did, the purpose of his coming to bring all things to man, it was going to endow them with power and with fire from on high. You know, it was going to bring things back to them. Remembrance, they'd be able to do certain things, be able to heal. All these things were taking place, and all because of Jesus Christ. Therefore, they became followers of the way. They believed in him. They believed Jesus. They had faith in him, and they knew that he was coming back. Okay? They knew that he was coming back one day. Okay. One in my reading, that one of a writer said the expression of followers of the way is perhaps the first title given to those who follow Jesus after his resurrection. Okay, and that comes out of Acts chapter 9, verses 22, Acts 9, verses 2. Acts 22, verses 4, and Acts 24, verses 14. Because Jesus, again, because Jesus taught his disciples that he was the way, the truth, and the life, and that no one comes to God. No one, you know, except they come through Jesus Christ. Anybody saying they God, and they not haven't come through Jesus Christ, they no, something is wrong, okay? Something wrong, okay? Another writer said that this name for the Christian movement, the way, that's the Christian that was the true end time is like beginning to fulfill the prophets of Israel. What this writer is saying, this is J.K. Beale. Let me read the whole thing. J.K. Beale, he's a theologian. He said that this name for the Christian movement, the way, that's designate the Christians were the true end time Israel, beginning to fulfill the prophets of Israel return from exile. They were on the way out of exile to returning to God. The name The Way indicates that one could begin to participate in the restoration journey by believing in Christ and joining others who already believed were walking on the way, progressing in their new Exodus journey. Consequently, The Way described both those first joining it and those who had belonged to it for some time, so that the name included reference to a manner of ongoing Christian living as part of a restoration journey. Now, basically what he said is that this way was like the Israelites, man, you know, going to the promised land. A way was made for them and stuff. So that's basically what he's saying in so many words. He said, okay, it's like an Exodus. And if you look at it from a biblical point of what was going on in the New Testament, amen, and at the beginning of the New Testament, people was getting saved and getting filled with the Holy Ghost, man. You know, it was a Exodus of people leaving what they had been taught all their life just to follow the way of Christ. And even now, and it has not stopped, because contrary to popular belief, people are getting saved left and right, man. All across the world, people are receiving. Yeah, I was reading the other day that you got people that are Muslim that are turning from being Muslim to Christian, okay? Because they had a dream or they had a vision or somebody spoke. These things are taking place within the world right now today, even though there's chaos. People are getting accepting Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior that never would have thought about accepting Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior. They're following what? The way. So I see what he's getting at about this, a great exodus of people that are leaving what is sinful life and sin to come after Jesus Christ, to be saved by Jesus Christ, to follow the way, to follow him, you know, because he is the Son of the living God. He has been sent for God. He has died on the cross for us. So they are following after him, okay? They're following him. Again, I said Jesus, verse 6 in John chapter 14, verses 6, that Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, the life, and no man cometh to the Father but by me. No man. No man coming to the Father but by me. Yeah. This is coming out of Matthew chapter 3, verses 1. It says, 1 through 3. It says, in those days, John the Baptist preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For this is he that was spoken by the prophet Esaias, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Prepare he the way of the Lord. Talking about Jesus. Prepare the way of the Lord. The way is coming. You know, all in the Old Testament, they're prophesying about the way is coming. The way has came, died for our sin, and going back to coming. But guess what? He's still coming back. You know, so while we have breath in within us, we still have an opportunity, a chance, amen, to receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. You know, we have an opportunity and a chance to repent and follow after him. You know, that's what he told his disciples. He told them to follow me. You know, that some of them was fishermen and they dropped everything they do and begin to follow him. They're not even a second thought in it. They just dropped everything they were doing and begin to follow him. I am the way, okay? And so he said, John, John the Baptist, amen, his point was to prepare the way, you know? They said that he ate wild locusts and honey. I probably got that backwards, but the point is that he was not your normal type of prophet, amen? But his task was to prepare the way. You know, to get people's mindset to cause a conversion to set up so then when Jesus came, they was ready. Amen. In Matthew chapter 7, verse 13, it says, Enter in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there be which go in thereat. You know, said broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. You know, so that's two different paths that we have to choose. There's the way that leads to Jesus Christ. Then there's a way or a path that leads to destruction. We have a choice, you know, to choose. Choose this day who you will serve. Verse 14 says, because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leads unto life. And few there be find it. Few. See, because it's straight and it's narrow. You know, it's straight and it's narrow to a point that you can't afford to go either left or you can't go right because you will venture off the way. But the way is Jesus Christ. Okay. It says, 15 said, beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are raven wolves. You should know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes or thorns or figs or thistle? You know, he said, you're going to know them by the field. He said, ain't that they're raven wolves. That's why we have to be careful of people that say that they're Christians, but their fruit don't line up with what they say they are. We have to be careful of them. We don't necessarily judge them and stuff, but we pray for them and we intercede, but we have to be careful about who we let into our space. We have to be careful and make sure that we are still following after Christ. And not following after the pastor, not following after the bishop or the church or the congregation or the religion or the status quo, not following or because getting into tradition and all that kind, not doing all that, but following after Jesus Christ and him only, you know. Following after Jesus Christ so that even those things go astray, you won't, because you have stayed on the course. You have stayed on the narrow path of him, you know, and everything. You have developed a relationship, an intimacy with him where the Holy Spirit is constantly speaking, no, don't go that way. I need you to go straight. Or don't go that, don't turn left. I need you to turn right. He's constantly speaking to us. Amen. This is coming out of, I didn't highlight this like I wanted, but this is coming out of Acts chapter 9, verses 1 through 6. It says, and Saul, yet breathing out threatening and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went into the high priest and desired of him letters to Damascus, to the synagogues, that he found any of this way, whether they were men or women, he brought them bound into Jerusalem. In other words, he was going to throw them in jail. So Saul was in a place where he was persecuting those of the way, you know, because to him, they were secularists, represent opposite of everything that he had been taught all his life, you know. And it says, and as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined around about him a light from heaven, and he fell to the earth, and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, and Saul speaking, he said, who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. I'm the way that whom thou persecutest, and everything. And he says, I'm Jesus whom they're persecuted. And it's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And he trembling and astonished said, Lord, what would thou have me to do? You know, he said, Lord, what would thou have me to do? When you come in direct contact of Jesus Christ, which is the way, which is the truth, and which is the life, and everything, you're going to fall down on your knees. You're going to say, Lord, what would you have me to do? And this is what happened to Paul. He had a lot of people, most of us call it the Damascus experience, but I want to call it he had a way experience. He had the way experience. Amen. And six says, he trembled in the silence and said, Lord, what would thou have me to do? And the Lord said to him, arise and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. Amen. In Acts chapter 22, verses 4 through 5, he said, and then Paul was speaking, he said, I persecuted this way unto death, binding and delivering unto prisoners both men and women, and as also the high priest does bear witness, and all the estate of the elders, for whom I also received letters unto the brethren, and went to Damascus to bring them which was bound unto the Jews to be punished. You know, but again, Paul saw a whole purpose when it comes to followers to punish them, to whip them, to beat them, and in some cases, some probably even died. You know, he persecuted them and stuff because they were followers of the way. You know, one writer says to be a follower of the way then meant understanding yourself to be a beneficiary of God's great new act of redemption through his anointed one. Just as God had led Israel out of Egypt into freedom, God had promised to leave Israel out of exile, both physical and spiritual. John prepared the way for Jesus' coming, and the Lord Jesus walked it, bringing salvation in his way. This approach has the benefit of being thickly rooted in a long-range approach to the scriptures, make sense of the exegetical data in Acts, as well as incorporating of some of the better insights of the simpler view listed above. We see clearly here that to be a follower of the way was a matter of both belief and of practice. This was not about lip service. But it was a belief and a practice. It was precisely because they believed God was fulfilling his promise of a new exodus. This is what I was talking about earlier, through the person and the work of Jesus, that they lived this new journey type lifestyle. A new exodus, leaving sin for life, coming into the way, and coming into eternal life, from death to eternal. That's basically what was going on, from death to eternal. Is it 2,000 years later that the new exodus is still going on and people are being brought out of exile of sin and death into a new covenant with God? We are still walking the way with Jesus Christ. We are still walking the way. People are still coming into the way, you know, by the thousands, young and old, people on their deathbed, people in sick in the hospital, the last breath that they take of followers of becoming part of the way. It's still being said. It's not talked about. And I'm sharing with Pat that because it's not advertised like the world advertised all the hate and all the evil things that go on. But and every now and then they speak of something good. But God, when God is doing something, it's bigger than the world. It's multiplied 100-fold and stuff like that. So when you start getting discouraged, you got to look at it from a spiritual eye and understand that God is doing something great within this world. Yes, time is running out. Yes, Jesus is soon to come. Yes, the hand is writing it on the wall. Yes, many have become lover of themselves. Yes, they are beginning to tear their back on the poor. You know, it's all about money coming and riches and glories and cars and all that. And all those things are part of the world, and it's going on, and it's even going on within the body of Christ, within the church. But I'm telling you, I believe that there's an outcry for those that know him, for those who will continue to be followers of the way that will receive Jesus, that receive and acknowledge Jesus and walk in his statutes and obey his commandments and listen to his voice and go in the direction he has called us to go in. I believe that wholeheartedly, y'all, that is taking place. That is taking place. Some of us are going through all kinds of trials and tribulations and storms of life and difficulties and loss and whether of life and loss of just of work and income. I mean, everything has come against us like a crazy flood and everything. But we still got to follow after Jesus Christ. You know, some of us have gone through divorce and separation. Some of us have lost our loved ones through all kinds of acts of evilness and all this kind of stuff. But yet, we still got to be followers of the way. We have to follow Jesus Christ in everything. We have to follow Jesus Christ. Some of us have become discouraged just in life in general. But still, we have to follow the way. We have to follow Jesus Christ. We have to believe in him. We have a lifestyle and what comes out of our mouth. They match, you know, they balance out. They're not Christian one day and not Christian another day. They're not back and forth. You know, they're not wavery. And you know, they're not lukewarm, you know, nothing like that. But they are focused on the things of God, the way. Amen. Listen. That's all I got. And I pray that this broadcast has been a blessing to you for When Christians Speak on Friday Night Joy. Amen. I'm not going to add anything to this. I'm just going to put it online and I pray that you share it on Friday Night Joy. This is Reverend Ray. Amen. Followers of the way. Which one are you? Are you a follower of the way of Jesus Christ, or you are Christians, but you halfway in and halfway out? You're a Christian and everything like that, but you're not really sure a Christian. You know, I had a dream a couple of days ago, and it was dealt with the spirit through a prophetic woman looking at a situation and said, who are you loyal to? You know, some of us get to a point that we are loyal to a particular church or a pastor or whatever, but your loyalty and your everything that we are should be towards Christ, man. Everything that we do. You know, our task is to never put any man or woman on anybody's pedestal, but Jesus belongs on that pedestal. You know, we're living in a day and times, man, that, I mean, all the messages sound good and the singing is good, but where's the power? You know, where's the power and the anointing that will break yokes and tear down strongholds and all that kind of stuff? Where is the power and the anointing that's being a follower of the way that would make the lame walk and make the blind see and make the dumb to hear? Where is the power and the authority and the anointing that would just completely change a person's life 360 degrees? You know, 180, they was headed one way, and now because of the grace and the mercy of God, they're headed just the opposite direction. Amen. Hey, y'all, I'm out of here, but God bless you. Father God, we thank you for this word. We pray that it be a blessing to your people. God, we know that you are in control. You are the way, Lord Jesus. Help us to continue to follow after you. Allow us not to look to the left nor to the right, by God, to stay focused on you. Help us, God, to stay focused on all that you do. Keep us, Jesus. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Y'all be blessed. This is Reverend Ray on Friday Night Joy on When Christians Speak Talk Radio, signing out. God bless you.